turn the conference over to our host, Ms. Emily James. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Martin. Welcome to today's press call to discuss the NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions decision regarding the University of Florida. Members of the media, you should have received a link to both the press release and public decision, which contains the details of this case. The information can also be found at ncaa.org. The Committee on Infractions is an independent group comprised of representatives across the NCAA membership and public. The member of the COI who reviewed this case include Greg Christopher, Athletics Director at Xavier University, Robbie Sherman, former head basketball coach, Roscoe C. Howard, Jr., attorney, Eleanor Myers, Chief Hearing Officer and Law Professor and Faculty Athletics Representative at Temple University, Jim O'Fallon, Law Professor and Faculty Athletics Representative at University of Oregon, and Sankar Siriana Ryan, University Counsel, Princeton University. Eleanor Myers will now discuss the findings and decisions of the Infractions Committee. Following her opening comments, she will take questions.
Thank you, Emily. The Committee on Infractions decision details the findings and the penalties in this case. Our comments today are designed to address your questions. However, the report stands on its own. This case centers around a former University of Florida assistant football coach who visited with a prospect off campus before the NCAA rules allowed the coach to do so. The contact with the prospect resulted in the school receiving a recruiting advantage. In our decision, we noted that contacts of this nature exceed the boundaries of permissible recruiting and are a serious issue for the membership. The school immediately suspended the former coach and ended the recruitment of the prospect. We determined that the corrective actions and penalties self-imposed by the school were appropriate, and we assigned no additional penalties. On the way to the prospect's high school, the former coach, assistant coach, was notified by a recruiting service reporter that the prospect would be waiting outside of his high school when they arrived. Once the former coach was at the high school, he spoke with the prospect. He let him know the school wanted the prospect to be part of their football program, and he got the prospect's social media contact information. We determined that the former coach's contact with the prospect was a level 2 violation because it was not inadvertent and it provided more than a minimal recruiting advantage. Specifically, the former coach was able to have personal contact to get the prospect's contact information at a time when coaches who were following the rules were unable to have the same level of in-person contact. Penalties and corrective actions self-imposed by the school and adopted by the panel include a suspension of the former coach from all off-campus recruiting for 30 days, which began on April 10th, 2014, and the end of the recruitment of the prospect involved in the contact. This concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you. Martin, can you explain how reporters can indicate they would like to ask a question?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. You'll hear a tone indicating you've been placed in queue, and you can remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1 at this time. We do have a question from the line of Edgar. Please go ahead.
Yes. First off, why can you not name the assistant coach in question?
It's not our practice to do so.
Okay. Did the NCAA basically determine that the coach in question, for lack of a better term, went rogue here, that this was not known by anybody within the program or anything like that?
The information that we had was that the coach did this, and as soon as the school found out about it, they took penalties and corrective actions.
Okay, so you're saying the coach that he acted alone here?
Well, he was by himself.
Okay, well, I know, but I still don't think you're answering my question.
Well, why don't you say it again?
I said, did you guys basically determine that the coach in question went rogue, basically, it had never been discussed with anybody within the program or anything?
Well, we didn't have... I'm really taking issue with your went rogue language, so I don't want to affirm that. But we had no information that anybody ordered him to do this.
Okay, that's the answer to my question. Thank you.
There are no other questions in queue at this time.
Seeing no other questions, thank you for joining us today. This concludes our comments. A recording of this teleconference will be available in the near future on ncaa.org.